I'm about to be joined by local Clovelly artist Carol Ruff. Now, Carol Ruff's latest exhibition, Exotic to Me, is an ode to her mother. Her mother was a woman whose childhood was in Dutch colonial Java, and it was a period of time that held great beauty, but also great pain. Carol's mother was interned in a Japanese prisoner of war camp in Indonesia, which saw her experience a very, very traumatic time. Now, when Carol's mother died in 2019, aged 96, Carol decided to take her spirit back home to Indonesia, to Java. Now, Carol says, "My mother is my muse. These watercolour paintings are of my internal landscape of Java and of taking her home for the last time." Carol, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Oh, you've already got me in tears there, really.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We were just talking about how beautiful the work is, and it's such a beautiful country. And I was wondering if you would be generous enough to tell us a little bit about heading back to Indonesia in 2019 and how that felt for you.
It was a really lovely thing to do. My mother, I didn't have an ashes because my mother was a good Catholic woman and is buried in the soil in Adelaide. But I really wanted to take her spirit home because although she left Java in Indonesia straight after the end of World War II, and then I was born in England and we migrated to Australia, but she carried Java deep in her soul and in her heart all through her life. And when she was very old, and as you said, I mean, she was very old when she died, and in the last years, really all she wanted to do was talk about Java. And so I thought, I'm going to take her home. So I went with my husband, Greg Waite, and we have a little photograph. I had the first photograph of her taken when she was a small baby born in Java, and we had a little ceremony. We burnt the photograph and I sang a song that I'd written for her, and we called her spirit in and we said, "We're bringing you home, Mum." And then I buried the ashes under a pink ginger bush, which was right underneath where we were staying in central Java in the mountains. And pink was her favourite colour. So that was a beautiful thing to do. And to see the country, she always talked about that country when I was a child. It was like a fairy tale, really. And she didn't really know Java as those of us now who go to Indonesia and Bali. Her memories were from a long time ago. But when I went back, the country was just as beautiful as she described it. And so these paintings are really... they're a tribute to her, and there is a portrait of her in the show, but the others are all of the actual landscape.
Oh, I mean, I'm welling up listening to you tell that story. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. It's so moving and emotional. I guess, did you start the paintings whilst you were there, or did you kind of just soak it all up and then come back and paint?
Good question. So what I do in a situation like that, where I can't take a whole painting kit with me, I have a small backpack with small paper, and I did a series of small paintings, and they are what I call the studies for the bigger paintings, and they're also in the exhibition. And that works really well. When I come back home, then I use them and do larger paintings based on what I've already drawn.
It was funny you were saying that the lushness and the richness and the vibrancy of Java is such a contrast to the... I would say there is a vibrancy to Outback Australia, but it's a very stark, different type of vibrancy. How do the different energies of the places impact your creative work?
So different, because a lot of the most important works in my life, I think, have been made in the Alice Springs region, where you're just sitting on a hill at dawn and you're looking at a horizon with a few bumps and lumps in it and some little scattered bushes, so wide. And Java is so sort of high. So you sort of start thinking more vertically, and it's so busy. Every little bit of landscape has got something in it, and it's so green, and our country is so red and yellow. So... I didn't know if I was actually ever going to be able to paint Java, and I think that's why I left it so long. But it was very inspirational. And, of course, Mum always talked a lot about the volcano, especially when she remembers as a child the volcano Merapi erupting. And so I've got my Rafi going off in just about every painting.
It's so cool. Is there a particular painting that you've done of this in this series, Exotic to Me, that you think would be your mum's favourite?
I know she'd like it because I've made the country, it doesn't deal with the tragedies of the war. And I think she'd like them all because they're peaceful and calm, whereas I've done work, I made a documentary about her and about the war and all the trauma. It never would be the one of her. She never likes the way I paint her. Probably one with the volcano and the woman walking down a path with a big heap of vegetables on her head in a basket. I think she'd like that one.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, I have seen them online. They are on your website to view, but I strongly recommend people getting into the exhibition in person and see them. Where is the exhibition, Carol, and when is it open?
Okay, I'm opening today at 11 o'clock. I'll be at Gallery East and I'll be in the exhibition. So if you come in, I'll say hello to you and you can look at the work. It's a small gallery in 21 Burney Street, Clovelly, and 11 till 5 till Sunday, and again next week, Thursday till Sunday, 11 till 5. And I'd love to see you, anyone here who wants to come and have a look.
Yeah, wonderful. Carol, look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It is a really beautiful body of work and it is from a very beautiful place and also a quite emotional place for you and your family. Mm. So thank you so much for sharing all that with us.
Thanks for having me on, Willie.
Have a great day. Bye.
Same to you. Bye.